Welcome to the Mega 64 podcast, everybody. You're here with the Mega 64 boys on a hot Sunday night. And this podcast is brought to you by Squarespace.com.
Ooh.
Are you trying to launch your own website? Are you trying to launch your own online marketing business? Do you love Mega 64 so much you want to do what we do? Well, you're probably going to need a website to do it. Check out Squarespace.com. And get yourself set up. Now, on to the podcast.
That's right, baby.
Whoa.
Hello, everyone.
Crew. God. Stacked.
It's been Derek. A long time. It's been a very long time.
Yeah, I missed you guys.
I'm not even the same person I was.
Not you, them.
Yeah.
We did the last time you saw, last time, previously, on Sean on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Edit, like a crazy, like, recap, like, last time on Mega 64, and it's like all
and it's
the events.
About Star Wars.
Yeah, but then the Christmas cast too. Actually, just recap the whole, this is our 17th year of Mega 64, so kind of get a little sample
happy
of every
anniversary.
So Sean, kind of edit together a little sample of every year up to this point. Catch people up to speed on what's going on with Mega 64.
This is my third year. And I started when I was 17.
Interesting.
Makes me almost legal.
Oh,
you're born again.
Uh-oh, to do what? What are you going to do?
I'm going
to... What's
going to
be legal?
Suck all your dicks.
What? Finally.
What?
I'm a lonely horse. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides the Lonely Horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be the Lonely Horseman. 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 Lonely Horseman.
Wow. I'm liberal. I'm from California.
Oh, shit. Oh,
I'm going to get bad. Political for a second.
Oh, no.
Thank you for your support. We are the only grassroots movement in all of America.
So offensive. This is very
political. And I promise you, the people of America, when I am elected president, you will not be able to suck a dick.
Oh, no.
If you are less than 21 years old. Trump doesn't like it.
Oh.
We don't care what Trump likes. We're passing the no dick sucking law till 21. We're gonna make it happen. Thank you.
99%.
That's a pretty good impression.
Hey, yeah. The reason you can't smoke a cigarette until you're 21.
Is that true?
You can't smoke a penis.
You can't. Yeah, smoke. He wants to raise it.
That seems fair to me.
Smoke the sausage.
Yeah, whatever you smoke.
He wants to raise the cigarette age too to 21.
He's banning vapes.
You gotta ban the vape.
Like,
it's bad for you.
You know, I don't
give a fuck.
Because like 5 people died from vapes. God help us if 5 people die from sucking dick. Because then...
That'd be terrible.
We're going to have to go to Mexico to get all our illegal penises filleted illegally. Yeah.
Studies have shown that the 1% all go to Mexico.
Yeah. To get the filleted illegally.
Yeah. But people do die. I've seen it.
Not an illegal flate.
Yeah, no. I killed a girl once. hear me out. Hear me out.
Oh, hear me out. Hear me out.
Shh.
Give him a chance.
Calm down. Oh, calm down. With a blowjob.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Get the full
calm
story.
Down. It got stuck in her throat. I was trying to get her off. I was like, get it out of your throat. Get it out of your throat. Oh, shaking like crazy.
She died?
She like, you know... At first, she passed out. So then, you know, I knew something was wrong when she was just like limp, getting flung all over.
It's like that movie, Very Bad Things.
By the time I got her released,
yeah,
she had passed.
Oh,
very sad day. Very sad day. Now you know.
That's sad.
RIP.
Now you know the danger.
Did you revive her?
Kids.
Was she
kids at home? No.
Okay.
She is still
expired.
Dead to this day.
Yeah.
Kids at home.
No resurrection there.
Be careful what you do. Shit, my phone's ringing.
That's probably
it's the FBI, dude.
They police. Fuck! It's the police.
You confessed.
It is the FBI.
It was 911 was calling me. And you know that's fucking bad.
Yeah. When 911 calls
when
you.
When 911 calls you, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That means it's really.
I want to clarify, we are just joking, 911.
Moral 911,
it's a joke.
Wait till you're 21.
To do anything.
To do anything. Anything, really. Yeah.
I just want to say, you know, obviously people are hearing our words and they're saying, whoa, Twitch ban. Weren't you banned from Twitch? Weren't you being unsavory and you were banned from Twitch? I want to address it. We are banned on Twitch. Mm. If you are watching this on Twitch, you are in fucking trouble. But it's a different kind of ban. We're still on here and we're streaming. You were not supposed to watch it.
Yeah, you are banned. No, you are banned.
We're bad. I said bad. We're bad. We shouldn't be watching it.
We are. Yeah, we're the bad boys.
I say for words life. Different.
For life.
Yeah.
You, I don't know.
You misheard
I'm in the bad
me,
boys club. See this?
Whoa, look at those fucking muscles, dude.
I'm in the fucking
dude.
Bad boys
look
club.
Look at that.
Sean,
that.
You didn't think I was fucking lying?
Wow. I feel nobody everything. I feel it all.
Hey,
I feel it all.
I want your shades. Man, because no, hey. I'm in the bad boys club.
Hey, speaking of bad boys.
It's scary, it is flexing on the podcast. Make it 64. Oh, yeah, Sunday. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Two things I want to say. One, the only good reality show ever made was Cops. Two.
Wrong.
Two, well, okay.
Okay.
We'll let you rebut that in a minute. Is that a word? Whatever.
Love okay. After locked up, Lock Up.
Okay.
Just as good.
Okay, two good shows. Whatever. Fine. And number two I want to say is I saw Bad Boys for the first time. The original Michael Bay classic.
You did?
An excellent, excellent cinema. Yeah. I just want to say.
Everybody knows that.
Classic. I saw it for the first time.
I love Bad Boys when I was a kid. It was like one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it was great.
Really?
It's awesome. 1995. Didn't like Bad Boys 2 as much.
Yeah.
Don't really remember it. Saw Bad Boys 3 this week.
Oh, did you really?
Nice.
Talk about that a little
okay.
bit.
Later. Okay. Okay.
I'm a lifelong Bad Boys fan.
He's a lifelong Bad Boy.
Not only do I have thoughts and reviews and opinions, I got insider trivia because I'm like a Bad Boys expert.
Ooh.
I feel like when Bad Boys 2 came out, everyone kind of said the same thing, like, oh, gee, man, went a little far with that one. I don't know about that. And I feel like the years have gone by, now people are like liking it more. They're looking back like, man, what the fuck happened with that movie? In a good way. Like, I know a lot of people who have kind of turned around on it. But I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'll let you know when I see the second one. But you'll talk about the third in a minute.
Yeah.
Skip two. Maybe go right to three.
It has been, as we said, a while since we did our last podcast. There's a lot to cover. We just barrel through a few of those things along the timeline.
Yeah.
Last time you saw, well, okay, so we did the Christmas cast. Great. You saw what happened. If you didn't, go watch it. Go pull
sit
the
back
tape
and enjoy.
Pull the tape up and review it.
Yeah,
okay.
It was a sad day around here.
Then the last podcast we did, we weren't going to do another podcast for the year. We were, we didn't know. Then Star Wars came. We had a lot to say about
it. We thought,
so
let's
we
make
that.
A podcast just on that.
All about that. Okay. Since then, in that time, because that was all Star Wars themed, we didn't get to talk about a few things. One, so we did a Death Stranding video. Okay. Like, we're going back a while now. Okay.
Jesus.
We talked about the Death Stranding video. Fine. Death Stranding behind the scenes.
Mm.
Didn't really get to talk about that. I just want to say.
We haven't talked about that?
We really didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
So I just want to say real quick.
Yeah.
The Death Stranding video, we were already working on a behind the scenes. When we were doing our Black Friday stream was when I started getting messages from Kojima's people.
Some people are
saying, hey, we saw the Death Stranding video, but I think like someone, who did you block us on Twitter? I'm like, I didn't block you on Twitter. Maybe Hideo blocked us. He blocked our account because we were hacked at one point, whatever. We finally got that figured out. And then they said, you want to meet up next week? I was like, yeah, I didn't know what for what they wanted
but
to do.
It's a meetup.
But then a couple days before, they emailed me and they were like, so what do you want to film? I was like, I didn't realize we could film something. And they were like, Hideo's like down to film something. He was like, oh, so we didn't have anything in the works.
This is amazing.
So yeah, it was like, oh, well, I guess we better think of something real quick. And I told the other guys, I'm like, well, I'm in the middle of editing the behind the scenes right now. Why don't we just put him in that and act like he was working on the video? And that just seemed like a Mega 64 style cameo.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we don't even have him in the main video.
We have him in the behind the scenes. Yeah, he's wasted in there too.
I said we should do this whole segment where we're testing out cameramen.
Yeah.
We'll test Johnny and then we'll test the second cameraman. We won't show who it is. And we'll just talk about how much he sucks. And we'll fire him from the video and go wait in the car. And then we'll see it's Hideo.
And we'll see it's him.
Which that image is turning into a meme.
Yeah, yeah, I've been seeing that a lot.
And it's like, has nothing to do with us. It's just the image. Every time we film with a developer, we birth a new meme template.
Yeah, we really do.
Reggie thinks, and now we've done, what is Hideo
and
listening
Fiza
to
Mech
in the car?
Too is a meme. I've seen that meme.
What are the memes of him sitting in the car you've seen? Because the first one I saw was, please don't break glass. He's listening to his favorite music.
Yeah,
he has water. The AC is on.
That's pretty funny.
It was a picture posted in the driver's side window.
Yeah.
But have you seen other memes? It's that image, right, of him in the car?
Yeah. There's another one about like me not hungry or something. Yeah, another thing about food.
So it's so weird because did you ever expect your car to be in?
No, it just cracked me up because I drove home later that day. So we went up to LA to film with him. He was staying around there for the Game Awards.
Yeah.
And again, as always, super cool guy, down to do whatever. It was really funny because in the moment, again, Derek was thinking like, oh, yeah, we'll reject his footage and then he'll storm off and go wait in the car. We never asked him to flip us off and yell fuck.
Mm.
That was him. Like, he was like laughing and like coming up with stuff to do. And he did that. And then his people with him were like, cool, that was great. Okay, so you're going to like bleep that and blur that and do that. You know, it was just like, again, he was just down for whatever.
Feeling the role.
He's got Western sensibilities.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
He likes to flip and say the F word.
He's edgy, man. Like
it's
Kojima.
He's got an American soul in there, I think.
Who hands you guys a blank slate like that? Look,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
What are
we filming? It really was just like, hey, whatever you want to do.
That's crazy.
But anyway, what I was gonna say was, when I drove home afterwards, it was cracking me up because it was just like, yeah, Hideo was like sitting in my car this whole time. It was just like the car was the set, and it was like, oh yeah, that was that. How weird! Like that
there
happened.
He was.
But it was cool. He looked at all the costume stuff that Garrett made. And I showed him, like, yeah, check it out. Like, we had the pants with all the proper striping made out of, like, duct tape.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was like, and showed the collar of his jacket that was, like, official with the striping of the, you know, like, bridges coming. It's like, oh, you had to one-up us.
Well,
but,
I would hope his was better.
I would hope he'd have a little better.
I know. Imagine if, like, some kid came up and was like, I dressed up like Mario and ran around in public. And he showed us the video. We're like, little bitch. This is how you do it. And we do our own. That's not fair. Like, we're the guys. We're the guys who invented that.
My favorite reaction I've ever gotten from someone in that vein was still when there was a Comic-Con exclusive of a Gears of War figure. I think it was like one of the Locust guys or whatever. And I got that. And Cliff Bleszinski happened to just stop by our booth an hour after I got it.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey. And he saw it sitting there. And I'm like, I mean, it's right there. You want to sign it? And he was like, and I was like, I bet you don't even have this. And he just went, and like scribbled and threw it down. That cracked me up. So like, I still have it. And it just has like a scribble on it. And I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. But anyway, but yeah, so that was a lot of fun.
You set off your car alarm?
He did. Yeah.
I think he did set it off. Yeah. I think I might have behind the scenes on like my cell phone of him setting your car alarm off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was alarming. To say the least.
The jokes keep on coming. This is just the beginning. The beginning of the jokes for the year. Happy 17th anniversary, everyone. I'm so proud of all of us and our accomplishments. It's been a great road, and it's very well traveled. And buckle up, it's just starting.
2020 turning out to be a real doozy.
Damn!
Fuck!
So glad I could set you up for that.
Sorry, I don't know.
I don't know what that was.
Feels good to get it all out of our system again, though. In the driver's seat.
You have to
here.
Bleep all these because YouTube new rules.
Yeah, new rules. Old rules and future rules.
No.
Was there anything else about that?
No.
Okay, and so the other thing I was going to say was. And then after that, we had a Untitled Goose Game video.
Yeah.
And that was, there's not much to say there. That was something that I was doing when everyone else was kind of making stuff for the Death Stranding video. At the same time, it was like, hey, Kevin, why don't you go out with me? And Kevin, please go out with me. He said no. But he go film this thing because I could just pretty much do it on my own, but I need someone to set stuff up. And so all I want to say about that video is the stuff in the video was planted.
Yes.
Because I had a lot of people like, destroying people's gear?
Back in the old days, the internet was meaner. And people were, they loved like, oh yeah, you fucked that guy's car up. Good job. Not us, but in general, like that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's like, you messed up that lady's McDonald's lunch. Why would you do that? But if you saw the whole video, it's Kevin walking up to this table, plants it down, walks away. The lady's confused that this plant was just planted, and then Rocco comes and destroys it.
Yeah, like, it was like we had it like a perfect symphony. Kevin walks in, drop, boom, 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 I'm in there, and that was it. Anybody in that video was just confused.
Confused of why that
what
was
they were seeing.
One, put it on the table, and second, why this guy knocked over.
Yeah, nobody lost their
stuff.
No,
we're all fine. Yeah. The shoes were untied. That wasn't planted. He did that.
No. Fake shoes.
Oh.
CG, Sean.
No, not CG. They were there. They just weren't good.
Oh, there's a practical
shoes.
Effect?
Yeah.
Damn.
We're doing practical. Anyway.
Okay, all right.
Not much else to say there.
All the memers out there, make this. It's a picture of Donald Trump.
Uh-oh.
Pointing, and it says, fake shoes.
Oh.
Again, this is just the start, and we're warming up.
This is starting the comedy ball.
This is just
a
starting, so imagine when we get real going.
I smell a 64-hour special t-shirt coming on.
Oh, nah. Fake shoes.
Fake shoes.
Better than Christmas shoes. That song sucks ass.
What? I never heard that.
Christmas shoes.
Christmas shoes. The worst Christmas song, and anyone who knows that song just nodded their head.
Is my microphone broken?
No.
Seeing a lot of. I'm going to go. Now I'm going to be the crazy audio guy. I'm seeing a lot of shit in the chat about my microphone being broken.
Is he sound okay?
Yeah, we got Brian
over
here.
Brian, you're monitoring him? He sounds good?
We got Brian on monitor. Digital Wizard says sounds great.
Yeah, Digital Wizard says it must be true.
We're good. Digital Wizard, then you're fucked.
Everybody, why are you lying in the chat?
Maybe he's too animated.
No lying.
But anyway, not much else to say about the Goose Game video.
I love that
video. It was fun.
I had nothing to do with it. I love it.
And that was done at the same time. Again, we were at the beach doing the Death Stranding scene where I was like naked on the beach or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I turned around and put the goose thing on and did the last scenes of that. Mm-hmm. So it was all done simultaneously. Whatever. That's enough said. So what happened after that? Okay, had a little holiday break, whatever. We went on tour.
But Todd and Aaron. We didn't mention Todd and Aaron.
Rewind.
We did do Todd and Aaron.
Todd and Aaron.
We weren't going to, but
yeah, we decided.
We decided to do
it's
it.
Okay.
We decided to do it.
Todd and Aaron Game Awards 2019.
I want to say about it is how much fucking fun I had cosplaying as Bart and Homer. It went fucking crazy, but it was just filming like, go in front of the car and then like hit you. Just dumb stuff. It was so fucking fun.
That was fun.
When you guys start talking in that, like, it's surreal and absurd on a level which I haven't seen in Todd and Aaron before. But then when you start talking, like you say, don't have a cow, man, and you say just dough.
Yeah,
that's my favorite part of it. You guys start speaking,
we had by the end of the year, the Todd and Aaron jokes kind of fall into place. Sometimes we struggle a little bit, like what is Game of the Year? Oh, what is Movie of the Year? But we kind of, as the year goes on, you kind of bank these things like, okay, they're going to give an award to Jeffrey Epstein. There's going to be something screwed up about that. There's going to be, something like that. But the ending, we were kind of like, yeah, what is something that was like annoying or dumb this year that we can go all in on? And it was really hard. That was the hardest part to think of. And then at one point, Derek just was like, Simpsons. And I was like, and in my mind went, that's old. No, that won't work. And it was like, wait. This fucking thing is season 32 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it just seemed like, yeah, that's the lamest fucking thing going on right now. Why is that? It just seemed so irrelevant that it was like, that's perfect.
I feel like the Todd and Aaron joke that I always remember for the finisher, kind of like the prototype for the big conclusion of the video, is Death Magnetic by Metallica.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like, what is this year's Death Magnetic? Now, for those of you who
I should have been
young,
thinking that way.
You know, the young people out there don't remember. Metallica released this album like they've been around for too long, and they shouldn't still be putting out music.
Yeah.
And so just that mentality of, like, what's been around for too long has just overstayed its welcome.
Yeah.
Because in the past few years, we've been kind of picking out, okay, what was the trend that was really annoying? Oh, yeah. Hoverboards. Oh, I think we talked about doing a vaping thing this year.
Yeah, we
vape
did.
Like
that,
crazy.
That was the runner-up for a while.
I didn't want
to
vape.
I just wanted to see.
I wanted to see
you guys vape.
Just
so
kind
bad.
Of like called out to me. I was like, well, the one thing that's really overstayed its welcome is The Simpsons.
You know what's really, really funny, Derek, is that, again, until The Simpsons concept, we really were going to go with the coolest thing, vaping, and it was just the most boring footage of us vaping for like a minute end it. That's the way it was going to go. And you know what's funny is it was like, yeah, I guess that's our best bet, whatever. And then Derek was like, I found a video of the dumbest YouTubers vaping, and it cracked me up. So he's like, watch this. And he showed us the video, and that fucking ended my interest in that ending. Like, once you showed me that video, it was like, this sucks.
I can tell. Rocco
right?
was dead
you
inside.
You said it there. You were like, Rocco, I feel like your soul just
Rocco
left.
Was dead inside watching this video, but this is a video I legitimately think is funny. And I was like, let's just recreate this. Yeah. And then I turned to Rocco, and he looks like he just saw a ghost.
Yeah.
But it's on YouTube. There are these two.
After I just insult them.
Marijuana smokers.
Hey, you know what?
I think
they would understand
it's marijuana,
not for you.
And Derek, I'm pretty sure this is pre-legal marijuana. These are illegal doers.
Oh, and they were doing it on the internet?
But God, I can't remember their channel. I can't remember their name. But the video is called the 1 gram dab challenge. And these two guys.
You guys showed me that.
Try to smoke a 1 gram dab.
Which I don't know what that means, to be
wax?
Honest with you. Yeah,
it's very concentrated. Yeah.
Right? I don't
know. Isn't that what that means?
So it's for those of you who don't do. Let me rephrase this. For those of you who aren't cool. And you don't know what wax is.
I didn't know what it was. That's hey, audience, cool don't friends. Worry. Yeah. I didn't know what the fuck this was.
Yeah, me neither.
Cool windfish sweatshirt too.
No,
you look like you smoke wax.
Hey, Matrix shoes.
Yeah.
So it's highly concentrated THC in like a gelatinous paste form. We're not talking like this grew on a plant. This came out of a fucking laboratory.
Oh my god.
It gets you super high. Supposedly.
It's called glue? I mean, that sounds dangerous.
Oh, wax.
Okay.
You don't know what it is either.
These guys smoke it. They try to take it all at one moment, and see them go from alive, and like, yo, we're going to do this, we're going to smoke, here we go, to, like, their brain starts melting and falling out of their nose. Like, you just see them turn into, like, mutants. And I find that really funny. I find people kind of biting off more than they can chew.
The one guy's
it's
coughing.
It's a funny experience.
He coughs so much he starts to drool.
Yeah,
he's dying
on camera.
His eyes are turning red. He looks like he turned into Droopy Dog. He's like dying on camera. I think it's fucking funny. And so I was like, we could do the ending like that. You guys just vape so hard this happens. And Roger's like, I do not want to do this.
Yeah, it was just like, this is upsetting.
So we went with The Simpsons.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to diss those guys. Listen, no,
hey,
I'm sure they're good guys, but that video was.
Some
yikes.
People can say that our video isn't for them. That wasn't for you. Derek
sure
likes it.
I'm sure they're good dudes.
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was funny.
It's funny. Yeah, you know what? That doing the Simpsons bit inspired me. We were flying home from the tour. We'll talk about the tour in a second. But, they had episodes of The Simpsons on the plane. It was like from the newest season. I was like, oh, let's see what this is about.
Yeah.
What the fuck? One episode I turned off when the first 5 minutes, I was so fucking like upset that this was even a thing. And then the second episode was like, oh, this is like a normal episode of The Simpsons. And it was like Bart reads The Art of War and then becomes like a Chinese, I think it's a Chinese, like, or maybe holy Japanese, shit. Like general and like using mind tricks to trick Homer and then trying to kill Homer. And
Bart
then he becomes like
Chinese?
Emperor, dude, Bart the general.
What
the and
fuck?
Then what? No, he comes some, yeah, he
Bart
gets like,
Simpson
he gets the karate
Chinese?
And then he has like the, maybe it's Japanese. I'm not sure.
Art of War is Chinese.
Is it Chinese? I thought so. But anyways,
the point is,
and then
switching races.
And then it like, so many things happen that like Marge tries to make books more appropriate for Lisa to read. It's fucking nuts. They all have to put down their phones because they had too much screen time. And it's like, what are we doing? It was fucking nuts.
Season 27.
It was nuts. No, so then I thought, like, we nailed it with Todd and Aaron without realizing it because I haven't seen The Simpsons in forever.
Yeah, you were describing when we were writing Todd and Aaron, you're like, I saw an episode of The Simpsons lately. It wasn't that. This is before you saw that on the plane. And you were describing it. And I was like, let's just describe new episodes of The Simpsons. Like, they're really funny. It was like, oh, Bart, like, went back in time to Roman times, but, like, had to fight Flanders in like, gladiatorial games or something. And I was like, what the fuck is happening?
And with this newest episode, I thought, like, well, you know, the one thing they don't have is, because I was so sick of the celebrity cameos, like, at least they don't have that. At the end, oh, hi, I'm Daniel Radcliffe. I'm like, oh, well, there you go. Of course, you got Daniel Radcliffe. Fuck this.
So, yeah, there's not all of that made it into the video. If you want to see... There's extra footage, outtake footage, footage we didn't use. We put it all on our Patreon, patreon.com/mega64. If you go on there at any tier, it's, I mean, minimum's like a dollar. Yeah. You can go in there and watch the extra footage.
We always write and film and edit extra Todd and Aaron jokes, too. That get cut out of the final video, so there's bits in there that... We're originally in the video, you know, whole extra jokes and segments.
It's as long as the original video. It's so, like you're getting a second video.
And it's good, Todd and Aaron.
It's worth a dollar if it makes you laugh.
I think that's your best Patreon video content is the cut Todd and Aaron stuff.
Yeah. The vault stuff. I've been putting out more and more vault stuff.
Yeah.
We're trying to do that as more of a regular thing. In fact, I just put a rough cut of a older video we did for Ubisoft back in the day.
Yeah.
It's a video that's on our channel, but there was a slightly different edit of it from like 2008, and that's on there now. There's all kinds of stuff on there. But anyway, the reason I bring up the Todd and Aaron stuff is there's extra footage of the Simpsons part where we are just yelling. He does esports. Oh, I do esports now. Oh, Fortnite, you know, whatever. Like, that stuff that we saw when we looked it up.
That's true.
So yeah, it was pretty...
Hey, real quick, we're about halfway through the podcast here, and I want to give a thank you to our sponsor, one of our sponsors. This week's podcast is sponsored by Ting. Go to Ting.com. Do you know what Ting.com is? Because I'm going to tell you. Ting.com is a cell phone service. A lot of people out there are in an office or a school or at home, and you always have access to Wi-Fi, internet data available to you. Why pay for cell phone service when you can just go through the Wi-Fi and save a lot of money? You go to Ting.com and you get access to, they have coverage through the T-Mobile and Sprint cell phone towers. They're on those networks, so they work with most phones. All you have to do is get a Ting SIM card, pop it in your phone, and you're good to go. But we have a special treat for you. If you go to ting.com/mega64, you get a $25 credit on your SIM card so you could try it out. Nice. And most people say, actually, sorry, I said that wrong. It's mega64.ting.com. Get a 25 credit, try it out. I think the average phone bill for Ting users is $23 a month.
A free month.
Yeah, because you're on Wi-Fi all the time. Yeah.
Yes, the makes smarter sense. Choice for affordable cell phone service. A fair price for the talk. You only pay for the data you use. Ting.com. Mega64.ting.com. Check it out. And now.
About the tour.
Let's get to it.
We did a tour.
We all hate each other now.
That's, yeah.
So.
The number one question I got on all social media.
Contractually obligated to sit here today.
On every platform, the question I got.
Yeah.
On any tour stuff that I posted was, that's a van you guys are. You guys hate each other yet? I got that a lot.
Yeah,
and
so did
from,
I.
Like, loved ones too.
It's like we've never traveled before.
I was like
we didn't
at shit for a week with these guys before.
Well, can I say before we went on this tour, I was really nervous that I was gonna fucking hate you guys by the end of this tour. I've never been on tour. I don't think any of us have.
No.
Did you ever go on tour with your band?
You know
Garrett?
What? I talked to our tour manager about my brief garage band life. There was a trip to L.A., San Francisco, back to L.A., back to San Diego.
Mini tour.
He referred to that as a burrito run. So we made a burrito run. But other than that, that was it, playing bass.
Yeah. I have a lot of friends who are in bands. They go on tours with their bands, and they all said the same thing. One, you're going to the East Coast in the middle of January. It's going to be fucking brutal. You're going to be driving through 10 feet of snow.
I know. Yeah. I kept hearing that,
that was
too.
Scared
and you're
going to
be fucking miserable. So I was scared. And then they're like, two, you're going to be all up in each other's shit. You're not going to be able to get away from each other. You're going to fucking hate each other by the end of the tour. That's what happens when you go on tour.
Yeah, I kept hearing that over and over.
And so I was like, do I really want to do this? Like, this could be bad. Then we went on tour, and it was amazing.
It's fucking wonderful.
I actually felt like I got a lot closer to
you
guys.
I agree
with
that.
Tour.
Oh, no, opposite.
I felt like, so I didn't want the tour to end. I was having so much fun with you guys. And when we came home, I was like, I think I like these guys more now than I did before we left.
Yeah.
So it was a bonding experience. Yeah, and I realized, and this is going to sound cocky, we're hot shit. and we're a big deal. And when we went on tour, we did it in style. We had this huge
that's what I was going to say.
TV, video games. We were staying in nice hotels. And I realized all those guys that were talking shit about those tours, these guys are driving around in a fucking Honda Civic, sleeping on the floor in the basement of some random fan who came to their show.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I had all those people who said that stuff, they all asked, where do you sleep in the van? I didn't sleep in the van.
Yeah.
And so I want to say, in relation to what you're talking about right now, I want to shout it out here and say, thank you, everyone who came to these shows.
100%.
Because this tour... you know, some people are like, how big is Mega 64? Do they do well here or do there? You know, everyone's always asking, like, how's this doing? How's that doing? But our live tour did well enough that we didn't have to slum it. We didn't have to sleep in a van.
No, we were rolling
style. Yeah, we had it was a really great experience. We played good venues. We had,
sold out
across
good
the
venues.
Board.
Yeah.
Across the board, excellent experiences everywhere we went.
Fantastic.
And that's because you guys came out to the shows. You guys, you know what I mean? We didn't have to, like, I was really scared we were going to go into this and have to really, like, beg people to come and beg, like, claw our way to something, you know, at all. And no, it was like a lot of support, a lot of great spirits, a lot of just everything.
It was a true adventure.
Yeah.
It was an adventure from the beginning to the end, and it was so fast. I was telling people, I have memories of things that happened. I cannot tell you what state I was in.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
It did go fast.
But it was such a fucking blast. I honestly, it's funny, the first three nights, like, how do people fucking live like this? Like, how do you just go to city to city to city? And then by the end, I'm like, I get it. Like, this is fucking fun. Yeah,
we found a groove.
Going. Yeah, I could have kept going.
So, going through this tour, I mean, I knew we would do well here and there. I was nervous about going to New York City.
Right.
Yeah. Because I felt, this is New York City. Yeah. This is the Big Apple. These guys, they've got the world's greatest comedians coming through here. This is like, a destination for entertainers to come and make their name.
Not only that, but where we played was the original UCB.
Yeah.
Which is like a legendary venue.
I thought New York was going to just scoff at us. These guys think they're funny. I thought they were going to chew us up and spit us out. New York was the hottest audience of the entire tour.
Yeah,
we sold out the venue. They were screaming for us, giving us a standing ovation.
Yeah,
it was amazing. And the venue we were at, everywhere we went, we did a meet and greet before and after. But the New York venue was like, yo, I know you guys do a meet and greet, but we have another comedy show coming on after you guys. So we're going to have to cut it short. Let everybody know they can stick around. Their ticket's good for the comedy show. And I was thinking like, okay, yeah, it's New York. Of course, they have other acts coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. We finished. We told everybody, stick around for the show after
multiple
your tickets
times.
Are good. Everybody got up, left the room. There were maybe eight people left of the 200 when we were done. And I thought, we kicked New York's ass. We fucking did it.
Yeah, it was great.
We lit this room on fire. Yeah. It was sold out. And then the resident comedians, the improv troupe, nothing against them, but... it was just such a boost of confidence because I was really nervous.
I'm sure
they're not going to think anything of us. And I felt, you know, so loved.
Yeah. The energy was unbelievable at that New York show.
All of the shows.
But New York was on fire. I was expecting it.
That was the one I was nervous about. I was like, they're not going to give a shit. And they made us feel so great.
Yeah.
All of the shows were very special. And I really enjoyed meeting people before and after.
Yeah.
Sure.
I felt like.
It was almost a bummer that New York was the only real strict venue that we couldn't do the
meet because I wanted
before.
To hang out more.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah,
I really wanted to talk to all those people and thing, and I did. I came out and
we did that every night after show
meet and greet. But then even they were like, "Okay, everybody, clear the room, please. Yeah. Make your way to the exits." Yeah.
They were like chewing us the fuck out.
Yeah, New York. So for those you definitely don't know this. I'm going to tell you. New York was there was like something going on during this tour, and it was hard to the venue situation was a little. It was hard to get what we needed, so we did it there, and it was awesome. It was a great show, but yeah, we couldn't do VIP or any kind of thing either side of it, and I wish we would have. That's my one regret with the tour. I wish we would have done like another night in New York or some other thing just to meet the demand, because that one sold out first. Yeah,
yeah.
And I want to say too, I know this isn't like as cool to talk about. This is like not, you know, this is like business and not really like the cool part of it.
Okay,
but even like. We had Kevin running the merchandise at our shows, and he did that on his own. Shout out,
dude,
Kevin!
Kevin worked out.
Anybody who went to the show, they know they saw him like trying to go
man it on his own,
rapid fire. He manned that. He ran that operation himself. So shout out to Kevin.
He's out there running it in Pac South right now.
He's in Texas right now doing it. So anyway, that was really great. But just on an aside from all this stuff, and I know this isn't the coolest thing to talk about, but we kept like getting reports back that like everyone bought stuff at our shows.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes if you're a band, you go to a thing, it's like, you know, you kind of like are really hoping anybody buys anything you bring. And if they do, cool, you're lucky. But, you know, it's like, I think we have designs and stuff that people actually like. And people were really like wanting to support and picked up our tour shirt. The tour shirt that we made completely sold out. This is gone.
One of the rarest shirts we've ever had because that's it.
I don't even have one.
It's gone.
Damn. Wish I would have got one.
Oh, look at that.
Oh,
ooh,
look at the date.
Look at where you weren't. Or maybe you were there.
Dang.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, so that, I mean, even though we may, you know, there might be bigger groups than us or bigger comedy acts than us, I think still like sell more cool shit than them, you know, and it's like people are really into it. And so I want to say thank you for that. That means a lot to us and just everything. I mean, I can't say it enough. The audiences were so wonderful.
Every venue we played, I was nervous like a fucking maniac before every single one. And I'm sure I was annoying and I want to apologize to you guys.
No.
I'm sure I was annoyed by myself.
You were entertaining.
Oh, well, there you go. But every crowd, the second I walked on stage, I just felt good. Like, you guys were all there. You showed up for us. And even, like, the biggest compliment I could get was someone who, like, dragged a friend who had no idea who were they.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't know what this was. But, like, we loved it. So, great job. And it's like, that's fucking awesome. Because everyone seemed to, like, I don't know. I felt so loved in every single city. And it was cool that, like, every place was so drastically different from each place. Like, the place in North Carolina, like, that was fucking weird. That was, like, nothing like the basement green room with all the VHS.
Yeah,
and, like,
that was cool.
That was so cool. And then we're in, like, the D.C. one, and it's, like, there's, like, pizza smoke in the back because we're up by the kitchen. Like, everything was so fucking...
Smell of burning pepperoni pizza. I loved it.
Awesome.
Stadium seating in Jersey.
D.C. venue had, I don't know if you guys noticed, but there was a wall of every set list of every band that played.
Yeah.
I was like looking through that set list wall to see if there was stuff I recognized. I saw a list of Talking Heads songs.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was actual Talking Heads or a cover band, but I don't know why they'd put a cover band set list up there. So I'm going to say the Talking Heads played there. And then my two favorite bands from the past year that I've been listening to the most, Post Animal and Voids, both had set lists up there.
The Voids was like maybe my favorite album, the last one that they put out. So to see that up there was just like, oh my God.
And our set list was set right next to them.
So
we were on that wall. We're part of history now. In Washington, D.C., finally something historic to see there.
Yeah.
I was stoked. That might have been my favorite stage setup and seating.
With the tables and stuff like that?
Yeah, I like
it. It was all so different. The New Jersey one was like an actual theater.
Like,
you
stadium
know, Atlanta
seating.
Was like a rock.
Yeah.
It was just fucking awesome.
The New Jersey venue. I'm not talking about the audience. The audience at all the shows was like beyond my expectations. But the New Jersey venue, I think, was my favorite. Just the venue setup, because it had kind of theatrical seats going up, like stadium style.
And
our stage, it felt like this is a real like stage act. Like the way it was set up, it felt like maybe the Boss played here. Welcome to Jersey, you know?
Yeah.
And the Boss. I love the opportunity to talk to people after the show, because I feel like
definitely
people have a idea in their head of the type of person I am based on this show, and they expect me to be, I don't know, mean, aggressive, in their face. And I was just happy to like chat to people, and I think a lot of people were like, oh, this guy's being nice to me. I don't know if, is this a joke, or he's just being nice?
Is
I don't
this
get
a
it.
Bit?
So I got to show people the real Derek, and I was happy to, I mean, I had such a good time.
Yeah.
Meeting
yeah.
everybody. It was great. And being in Manhattan with Johnny,
yeah.
who warned us, when we go to New York, you're going to meet New York Johnny. If anybody messes with you, I might have to punch a fool.
Dude, I love New York Johnny.
Yeah, I do too. Johnny's on the camera in place of Kevin today.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, thank guys. You, Johnny. He took us around Manhattan. He gave us the tour. He used to live there in New York. He would visit Manhattan. He knew all the cool spots. He took us to his favorite Halloween store. He took me to a comic book store. What was it called? Forbidden Planet?
Yeah. Forbidden Planet was
cool. Yeah, that place is awesome.
That Halloween store, what was that called?
Halloween Adventure.
Adventure or Adventures?
I'm not sure.
Whatever.
It was
amazing.
Insane.
I like Halloween and costume shops. I had a good time.
I couldn't believe how deep it went.
It went from one block to the other.
It crossed the whole first floor of the building. It was insane.
We got good pizza in New York. We got egg creams
at
Gem Spa.
That was
in
the
New
one
York.
Thing I wanted to get in New York.
I've been craving that drink.
It's so good.
It was so fucking good. Holy shit.
New York Johnny started to come out in Jersey, though, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of like...
Yeah, he's from Jersey, too. He took us to his favorite Italian restaurant.
We went to like Johnny's hometown. It was cool.
The woods that he played in. Yeah.
The stuff that I wanted to try in New York.
Yeah?
The pizza, which we did. Yeah. Walked into a pizza place. You may have seen us in Spider-Man. They filmed Spider-Man here. Oh, this is going to be
Joe's.
Good. Big old thin slice of pizza folded up. Oh, that's what I wanted. So we did that. Shout out Joe's. Then the other thing I didn't think I was going to get, I wanted Katz's Deli.
Ooh.
But everyone's like, dude, oh, you got to wait like an hour for a sandwich there. That's like the most famous deli. No way you're getting in there. And it was...
New York Johnny cut through the line.
We walked in. Johnny is like, I'll go in with you. And we went in, and it was like the crowds parted. It was like, no line. No line? And I got a pastrami sandwich. Let me tell you. Pastrami that thick, and it melts like butter in your mouth.
Pastrami that dick.
Slather that mustard on there. Oh, my God. It was like something you can't enjoy until you're 21. Oh my God, it was so delicious. We had to like go. We were gonna roam around more. I was just walking through the town eating this sloppy ass pastrami sandwich. I was like, Johnny, I'm gonna eat this on the subway because I think everyone will love that. But they gave you pickles the size of fucking
cars.
Yeah, suns. Yeah. I was gonna say, but you want to downgrade it to cars. That's fine. But it was just amazing. I love New York. I was surprised. I just want to say with New York, I go to a lot of big cities and I get sick of them. I'm like, oh, God, you know, I'm not a big city guy, maybe. I don't know. New York was magic.
Yeah, it was cool.
I just loved being there. I had never. It's the only major city, really, that I hadn't been to.
You should have got an I Love New York shirt.
Oh.
I was asleep in the van. I was sleeping until we arrived in New York. And when I opened my eyes, I looked out. And New York looked like a parody of New York. Like, you know what I mean? Like, every cliche was there.
It looked like a miniature version.
It's almost like it was New York.
Yeah, you know, no, but you know what I mean? It was just everything I'd ever heard, every cliche I'd ever heard was in motion. And Johnny was filming throughout our whole trip. He was filming throughout all the tour. And he filmed me coming out of the van. And I said that to the camera. I said, this is New York. Every cliche is here. It's almost like a parody of New York. Everything I've ever heard is happening. And just as I was saying that, across the street, two guys yelled at each other, hey, fuck you! Fuck you! I was like, Johnny, did you get that? That's so great. Like, I mean, it was just everything I could have hoped for. I loved it.
Yeah. I thought, but here's the weirdest thing. It was like every day we were at a different city. So that was the thing where it's like, one day we are, you know, there's Washington Monument. Okay, cool. The next day, oh, this is the Atlantic Ocean. We're on the Jersey Shore, essentially. Here we are. The next day, we're in Times Square. The next day, I'm at the Liberty Bell. Like, we are just at these fucking places. And it's, like, so quick that, like,
yeah.
I feel like I loved every city we went to because it was such a short window to that place.
Just this burst of the local flair. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We got the Atlanta. Definitive sampler of.
Yeah. We were in Atlanta. We went to Juke Joint.
Got some. Got a
that was fucking awesome.
We got dinner there.
Juke Joint was.
Yeah.
Now we do. Like a dance hall.
It was live music, which I was stoked on. We got there. Live band.
I got this awesome shrimp and grits. Oh,
yeah.
So good.
That was one of my favorite meals
of
the whole
Southern.
Trip.
Yeah. We definitely
I got a salad with, I was trying to stay healthy.
Yeah.
But then they're like, you want chicken in the salad? I was like, yeah, I want chicken. They're like,
oh, yeah.
Grilled or fried? And I was like, what do you recommend? They're like, the fried. And I was like, okay. Put some fried chicken in my salad. We're going to be healthy. It was so good. And I come back to San Diego, and I go to a restaurant here, and I ordered some fried chicken, and I couldn't even finish it.
Because
I was like, I'm sorry, but
this ain't good.
I just had fried chicken in Atlanta, and this is garbage compared to it. I'm sorry. I couldn't eat it. They
really?
Took it off the bill. Because they're like, you want a box? I was like, no.
Oh, they took it off the bill.
Yeah,
damn.
They're like, okay, well, we won't charge you because you didn't eat it. I took like two bites. I'm like, I can't soil my tongue
with
inferior fried chicken.
I've never eaten better. I've never had better food in my life.
I gained weight
this
on
tour.
This trip. I'm really bummed about that. But worth the journey.
We got just a catalog. Chicken in Atlanta or shrimp and grits for these guys.
Yeah.
North Carolina. Wait,
hey,
hippie dippy stuff.
Yeah,
I got cookout fast food.
Cookout.
Yeah,
was great.
Yeah.
I don't think
we went to Waffle House. We went to cookout.
Now, can I just give it?
Sure.
I know it's a chain, but Waffle House. I love Waffle House, right, man. Yeah. I get that hash browns all the way, and the peanut butter waffle.
Oh.
I'm so happy. Yeah. And I also went to IHOP out there, which was actually very different. It's the same.
Oh, you know what?
Can I make a comment on Waffle House, too? Yeah. I thought it was garbage.
Come on.
It was bottom of the barrel.
You got to order the right
really,
shit.
Really awful food.
No, you got to order
that costs
right
like 50 cents a meal. So
it is very cheap. Yeah. It's fast.
No one orders what I do.
You're damn right about that.
And and then they go, why isn't this one egg and a piece of toast very good? You got to order.
Who made the joke?
Stuff.
Rocco's plate came down, it was hash browns all the way, and someone said, that's what it looks like going in. Jesus Christ.
I think
that's something I would say.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I love the conversations we had, though. We got friendly with the staff the second Waffle House visit. Shouts out at the downtown Waffle House.
But I just want to give a quick rundown of all, because everybody wants to know, what did you eat on the East Coast?
Sure.
Yeah.
So we had all that. We went to Pearly's, which was like a Jewish delicatessen.
One of the best meals
in Richmond.
Awesome.
That was my favorite meal of the whole trip.
That might have been mine.
So delicious.
Yeah. And that was in Richmond, Virginia?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we got pizza in D.C. We got pizza in New York. We got egg creams in New York.
We went to Federici's.
We went to Federici's Italian food in New Jersey.
I got a baked ziti.
That was my second favorite meal of the whole trip, was Federici's.
Sandwiches in Philly. We went to a place called Middle Child. Sandwiches.
Good.
And then
we
got Philly cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
We did it right.
The Philly cheesesteak, I know it's cliche, and then people are like, oh, what a touristy thing, or whatever. Man, late at night, there ain't nothing better than that.
That was
such a treat for me. You go up and you get the whiz wit, and
I was on edge in the pizza parlor in New York and the cheesesteak house.
Why were you on edge?
In Philly. Because it was so crowded and there's like a way to order and I confuse these people.
Yeah. You know, I almost got mad.
Sean almost got in a fight in the pizza place.
New York Sean almost came out and I was like, fuck all this. Give me my slice or I'm leaving. I don't know.
It fucks people up because, you know, we have seven people in our entourage. We're all getting food for, you know, our tour manager, Jay, Kevin, Johnny, everyone. So it was complicated sometimes.
It was.
What was the cheesesteak place we went to? What was it called?
Downtown.
Gyms. Yeah.
Gyms. Yeah, because we didn't do, there's always the two Geno's and what was the
Beano's.
Other one? Whatever.
Geno's and Wieno's.
There's always two that are like the touristy ones. We didn't do that, but we still got it with that cheese whiz, baby, and the onion.
But it was funny. I loved, because I was always told, like, you order it correctly, and then the staff's going to give you shit. That's what's going to happen. And then so...
I was expecting that the whole time. That's why I was on edge.
Jay, our tour manager, who was fucking... We'll talk about him later, but he was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
he was talking to the guy making our sandwich. Like, hey, it's the first time getting a Philly cheesesteak here. And he's like, the guy was like, should have got something good then. And then Jay was like, what would you put on? And he's like, I don't know anything but what they fucking did. This is the bullshit stuff. You got to get the real stuff. And I'm like, well, what's the real stuff? He's like, you didn't order it. So I'm not going to put it on there for you. I'm like, oh, this is the experience I would want.
Yeah. I was looking forward to it.
He's giving me shit. I'm enjoying this.
So that was the food breakdown of our trip.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And what else is there to say? It was a great tour.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we're going to go on tour again, but I would be happy to do it.
But yeah. if you didn't get to see us on this tour and it sounded like something you wanted to see or, you know, whatever, start getting your voice heard. You know, tweet at us or send us an email or just something. Put it out there.
So
where do you want
city?
Us to go? Because I will say, like, New York, the feedback was unbelievable, and that's like I said, my one regret is I wish we would have just played
two shows,
a couple more shows in New York, yeah, because you know we kept hearing about it. So if there's anyone out, if you know you want us to do it in your neck of the woods, let us know.
Yeah,
and hopefully we can do this again. But we're still kind of like going over everything, like you know, seeing what you know, crossing our T's and P's and Q's or whatever, and going over everything. And if it all works out, we'd love to do another tour again.
I think, regardless of how it worked out, I think I got so much just from the fans, all of you who came to see us, like that. It was definitely worth it. Like, it was an experience I'll never forget. Absolutely. And I want to thank everyone again. Anyone who came out to go see us, like, it was such a fucking trip. Like, what a crazy week we had. It was awesome. So, thank you.
Yeah. It was similar to like doing panels, but amplified times 10.
Yeah,
for me, it was like we get a couple laughs at a panel. We're telling stories or whatever.
Yeah,
but this is a sketch show designed to entertain these Mega 64, you know, like internet soldiers, people that are real familiar with the content. So it was like it was great to just see smiling faces in that front row.
Yeah,
some stages were a little brighter than others, but when you're seeing like the feedback of laughter and like I said, the energy in New York, every show though.
Yeah,
was
it was
like,
so the New York was cool because it was we played every side of you.
Yeah, that
we
was,
were surrounded.
We were surrounded. It was
and it's
like,
a low ceiling.
It was like seats, and then like just we had one wall to ourselves. But it was like you could just keep going to different people. It was it was so cool. It was so cool. I loved it.
So
anyways.
I really had a good time too.
We did.
That's it. It's
coming out.
Yeah,
that
thanks.
Was the tour.
Thank you guys.
I'm glad thank you again once again, everybody.
But now what we all really want to know. Fuck the tour.
Okay.
How was Bad Boys 3?
Oh,
was it good?
Thank you.
Finally.
Well, I wasn't planning on seeing Bad Boys 3 this weekend. Did Garrett you see it?
No, I'm going to because I know
that. Yeah, I'm gonna see it too, because now that I saw one, I am gonna watch two and see three.
Oh,
but I was like morbidly curious. I saw an Instagram ad for it, and I was like, "Bad Boys 3." I mean, I loved Bad Boys the original, and I started reading about it. It was getting really good reviews. Had like a 7.8 on IMDb. People were like, "This is the best Bad Boys ever made."
Whoa!
Critically, it's the highest reviewed one. People like really love it. They're like, "It's funny." Yeah. This that. I would give it a 6.5 out of 10. It was enjoyable, but Bad Boys 1, you can't top that.
Yeah.
And I just get a little sad when I see people getting old on film. I feel like
that's never bothered me.
That's every movie that comes out, and it's just every once in a while it's okay. If you know, but just how many times are you going to see a movie about these guys losing a step? You know, right. Like Martin Lawrence,
I haven't seen him in anything
lately.
He kind
of got inflated.
Okay.
Mm. He put on some weight.
That happens.
You just watch Bad Boys 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And both of those guys in those movies, they're like hot. They're like fresh. They're edgy and stuff. They kind of have this dynamic.
Yeah.
Bad Boys 3, Will Smith is still trying to hold on to that. Martin Lawrence has given up. The whole plot of the movie is I'm a grandpa now. Ooh. I don't want to be getting shot at anymore.
Yeah.
And so that just takes some wind out of the sails when you're watching an action movie and it's like, we got to drop my grandbaby off at the spa. But another thing was like, I feel like these guys are older and they have to compensate with it, with the action. Uh-huh. There's a lot of CGI action. You know, they like sweeten the fights up. You can tell they're like speeding up the punches. Sometimes it's just full on CGI characters. The explosions are CGI fire. The car chases, they're like clearly on a green screen. And I'm just like, Really? Man, this is an action movie. Like, fucking do it. Like, go get some, go do some practical action.
Yeah, because there was some good shit in that first one.
Yeah, and the second one has, for everything I said about it, and there's CGI stuff in that too a little bit, but there's a lot of practical action in it.
Yeah, yeah.
It has a really famous car chase where they're actually, like, throwing cars over these guys. That is what you go to an action movie to see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You want to see these kind of people doing death-defying stuff, risking life and limb. And this one, I get checked out when, you know, they're fighting and he's holding his face to the fire and it's clearly like fake fire. I'm like, well, he's not going to get burnt.
Is this one Michael Bay?
No.
No, I didn't know that until
Michael
like
Bay didn't direct this. He's
the touch.
On board to produce number four. Michael Bay does have the touch.
Yeah. He makes guy movies. He's got girls in them with big boobs. Cars getting now, thrown. That, like
this
you said.
Is what guys like.
What we like.
Michael Bay, you know, whatever he has become now, and he has this whole reputation, he made iconic action movies. And,
yeah.
And Bad Boys 1, and you could say Bad Boys 2 are kind of him at the top of his game.
Yeah.
I got to check those out. I have
like,
a Blu-ray.
I like Michael Bay. Hey, sorry. I like Michael Bay.
You like him.
He's always been.
He makes a cameo in this movie.
He's the same. Okay. He's the same. It's the same as when everyone would just say Justin Bieber as the punchline of a joke. Like, it was an easy target.
Sure.
Michael Bay has always been that for movies where it's like, oh, yeah, what do you, oh, you probably like Michael Bay. I don't know. Michael Bay does what he does great. I don't know. I don't like the Transformers
movies.
It was
really interesting to me. In Bad Boys 1 and 2, it's Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. Bad Boys 3, it's Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
and there's definitely been, and that's what I found most interesting to think about this movie, is just to think about how the dynamic has changed in the past however many, 25 years or whatever, 1995 till now, however many years that is.
Paradigm shift.
Back then, Martin Lawrence was the bigger star, and now Will Smith is the bigger star, undoubtedly.
Oh, yeah,
Will Smith is a producer on this, and the movie is all about his character.
He's got that Disney role
it's
now,
too. It's all about his character, which I just found interesting. I mean, it wasn't bad. The story was kind of lacking. It's like, oh, these guys are trying to kill us, so we're going to go kill them. It doesn't get more intricate than that. Hmm. But it was a good enough time.
If you want to get, though, if you are missing the Michael Bay feel after that movie, though, maybe something's missing. Everybody, go look on YouTube. Look up Bay's Touch.
Mm-hmm.
Look up the music video called Bay's Touch.
Good stuff.
Song about Michael Bay. A little bit of backstory. A little bit of backstory here. In Comic-Con 2006 or 7, I don't remember what year. We were next to, there was a video group that we were always next to every year. They made videos. And they made this music video. It's a parody of The Touch, the song The Touch, but it's about Michael Bay. And when they made it, they played it at their booth, and they just had it on loop. We loop our videos at our booth. They looped that song.
What the hell?
I don't know if you want to play it.
We'll get flagged.
I don't want to get flagged. But it looped at their booth all day, and that was stuck in our head the whole week of Comic-Con. It was like, I've heard, he's Michael Bay! That's been stuck in my head all week. And it became a running joke that we kept sending each other the video. Like, in the middle of the night, I'd text that video to Sean or whatever. Anyway, the reason I bring it up is that joke is still continuing, because 2 nights ago I did it.
He texted
3 a.m.
He texted me at midnight. Yeah.
Fucking
do you listen to the whole
touch?
Song?
Really?
Yeah. I woke up Jenny and said, hey, check this out, and I played it for
her. So we're going on a solid 13 year, however long, of that video. So check out Bay's Touch.
I think, you know, for Bad Boys for Life, if you're a Bad Boys fan, go see it. Lower your expectations. They're just out to have a good time. Old guys doing this one more time. Can you believe that Bad Boys was 1995, Bad Boys 2 was 2003, 8 year span between those sequels. It's been 17 years since that movie.
And Will Smith had to produce it.
Will Smith was a producer.
Get that
on
out.
It. And dude, y'all ready for this? Will Smith says the N-word.
What?
In the movie.
In the movie?
Everybody I saw it with was like, Will Smith cursed a lot in that movie, and it made me feel uncomfortable. And I felt the same way.
He doesn't.
He's a bad boy.
He is a bad boy.
But you know what? When I watched the I saw the first one again for the first time this week.
He curses in that.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought that there. I was like,
they curse like crazy in that movie, and it's funny. But now, you know, it just doesn't fit his current image. It was just jarring. Whatever.
Yeah, sure, I get it.
You'll be watching, you'll be like, Will Smith's saying some shit.
Ooh.
I also, I don't know if we've done a podcast since we're talking about movies.
Yeah.
I saw Uncut Gems a few weeks ago.
No, yeah. Nobody ever got to talk about that.
Briefly, I loved Uncut Gems.
I agree.
Probably my favorite movie of the year. I found it super inspiring, actually, the way that they made it. It just had this, like, lo-fi feel to it that they were just, like, running gun shooting it. I loved Uncut Gems. There isn't much more to say about it.
Yeah.
Fantastic story.
Yeah.
Fantastic acting.
People are saying, like, Adam Sandler. In the trailers, it's like Adam Sandler is mythologically great. He's not, like, fucking Marlon Brando in this movie.
Yeah.
But... it's for everything you expect from an Adam Sandler movie. This just goes the other way. The charm of Adam Sandler is he's so subdued in this role. He just kind of disappears into it. And I really liked that. Hmm. I really liked Uncut Gems a lot.
I was like going to see it, but then I think it's like going to be on Netflix. Like any day now.
Oh, what?
Did I mishear that? Or
I thought it was,
something?
I thought I heard that, but I thought it was only for the Europe. Maybe. And not us.
I don't know. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe other people would know.
Yeah.
But I thought I heard it was like, oh, yeah, end of the month, it's on Netflix.
It's okay. Like, it is a, like, quote-unquote miserable movie. It's one of those movies where nothing goes right, and you're just like, oh, fuck, come on. No. Oh, fuck, come on. I love that kind of movie. Yeah, my kind of movie.
Is it like Punch Drunk Love? Because I couldn't do it. That movie killed me.
It's definitely not like that. It's him in a serious role again.
Now, I'm fine with that, but like that movie.
What are you saying? What
like,
about
the, like, the thing says anxiety inducing? Exactly. Like I feel like
shit gets tense. It's going so wrong.
I only saw some of Punch Drunk Love, and I was like, I'm tired of this. But that was a long time ago.
This movie's really good at like when shit gets tense, the music starts to amplify it too. And as a viewer, sometimes you're like, oh. Oh my God, this guy's life sucks.
I love the music. But it's kind of like synth 80s, like educational film. Like,
yeah.
That sounds good to me.
PBS, kind of.
I like that.
But it would ramp up when shit hit the fan and it would, like, yeah.
It's actually like a really loud movie. There was never a moment where there wasn't like audio assault. Either people talking over each other, bah, 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 or the music, or it was very like sensory overload.
I got super Sopranos vibes. Like when shit starts to go wrong in the Sopranos, it's like, ah, oh, fuck, Tone. What are you? Oh, no.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Do that. No.
And it's like shit like on that level in that universe for me. It felt similar.
I loved it. So
I don't know if I would say I liked it more than Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but it might be a tie.
That was my favorite of the
year. It might be a tie.
Yeah. I keep going back and forth with my favorite of 2019 being The Irishman or Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Because Irishman was my pick, and then I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood again. And I'm like,
Watch that on the plane.
One was just fun. It's just a
fun
movie.
Doesn't have the story quite in the same way, but man, what a joy it was to watch it for me to watch.
We also, in the van, we watched True Lies.
Yeah.
Oh, Baby Boy. Great movie, True Lies. Fucking love True Lies.
Have you guys not seen it before?
I saw it when it first came out, and I remember like my friend rented it on VHS, and we had to sneak watch it because like my parents wouldn't let me watch that movie, so we watched it like
You know what? To go back to Bad Boys, I was actually thinking about True Lies when I was watching Bad Boys.
Because we just watched it.
Because there's a motorcycle chase in Bad Boys, and they do all this like computer effects with it. Like they go Matrix bullet time, and it's like all on green screen. I was thinking like, I don't know, watching True Lies, guy chasing a motorcycle, but he's on a horse. And they're just actually taking a motorcycle and a horse through these hotels.
Yeah.
That was so much more engaging.
That was fucking, I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah,
that was
so much. I mean, because you know, like they really had a horse and a motorcycle going through these hotels.
Yeah.
And the action in those scenes are just people getting out of the way. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And Arnold Schwarzenegger on the horse. Sorry. Pardon me. But
excuse me.
I don't know. You're just like, they're actually fucking doing it. There's this moment of like, holy shit. Could you imagine being in a hotel, seeing a motorcycle being chased by a horse? That'd be so great. And then
you're
watching Bad Boys like, yeah, that's not real. That's
for speed trailer.
It's like an animated.
Hey, I'll talk shit all day on the fourth Indiana Jones movie, but there's a motorcycle chase in that, and it's real.
Yeah,
and that was fun to watch. You know, it's like you got to throw them something. Then again, you know, and then a minute later is a CGI alien, but whatever. but yeah, if you can do it real, do it real.
Not to talk shit on Bad Boys, it was enjoyable. I just love practical action. Yeah. Like it doesn't get any better than really doing it.
Yeah. I did want to say regarding Bad Boys, that's like my brother's favorite franchise.
What, really?
Dom, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, he has the series in every format. VHS, wow. VCD.
Whoa.
Oh, my
DVD,
God.
DVD, Blu-ray, 4K, I mean, you name it.
UMD.
He has all of them. I think he does.
That's, they made
and it. He loves Bad Boys. I think he likes 2 even more because it's fucking ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved 3. So wow, if you're a fan, you know, you might, whatever. But I hear what you're saying. I think there's something to be said about keeping it real.
Yeah.
But
I'll have to see it.
You talked about Uncut Gems being kind of off the cuff. I didn't know it kind of like gave you those vibes. That makes me want to see it even more. I'll tell you a movie I saw that was opposite of off the cuff.
Oh, yeah?
I bet they had to plan it a little bit. 1917.
Oh, I didn't
you
see
saw that?
That.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, that's
I really
on my
want
list.
To see that. That just came out.
I didn't know anything going into this. And
yeah, I don't know anything.
And man, that thing started and I'm going, they haven't cut yet. They haven't cut. Wait. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, is that what they're doing? Is that what this movie's like? Is that what this movie's like? I didn't know it was going to be like that. Man. It was the only war movie that I've seen in a long time where the second the credits rolled, I'm like, fuck, I wish they'd just play it again. And I wanted to watch it again immediately because I was so focused on how are they filming this? How are they getting this?
Yeah.
How are they getting this? Oh, and he's going over the water? Wait, they were like following him on a hand on like Steadicam before. How are they going over water? How are they doing? I can't figure this out. You know what I mean? I was so like in that. I'm like,
heard
okay,
about
now
this.
I need to watch it again and fucking calm down.
So I wasn't sure if it was a couple really long scenes and they hide like 3 cuts maybe in there, or is it all one?
No, there's cuts. They hide them. They they're not even really hiding it. Like they are not trying to trick you.
Okay.
Like there's parts where it's like, yeah, okay,
it makes sense.
You transitioned there, but they do it. They still kind of hide it because it's like they still want to make it feel like you're still like along the thing and going with them.
Ooh, that's really
cool. But they're not trying to pull one on you at all. But very, 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 very long takes in it. And the tricks they implement
like
are very
Children
clever.
Of Men stuff where it's like,
oh, yeah.
A 20
that
minute how they
scene.
Do this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if you like that, you got a fucking movie of that.
I love
I've
that.
Heard some people say, in good and bad ways, it reminded them of a video game.
Oh.
And I would say I agree in a good way.
Okay.
Because I didn't feel it was, you could use that as an insult, like, oh, it kind of cold or kind of whatever. But what I like about storytelling in video games sometimes is that you can just kind of like, you know, like take Last of Us, for example. You're just walking with your partner.
Right.
And you're just, you know, did I ever tell you about when this happened? Yeah. Well, let me tell you, and you're just kind of, you're in there with them. And you're telling, and you're listening to
Fly
the story
the
as you're exploring something. There's moments like that in this that feel really immersive in that way, where it's just like, oh, we're going for a walk through this shit, and we're just gonna kind of like talk about it. And we're, you know, I just felt like I was with them the whole time, and I loved it. I really that's one of my favorite movies of this
cool.
past year for sure. And anyway, but again, the filmmaking. Part of it, it was definitely part of my interest in terms of like I was so blown away by how did they do this. That
how
was
long?
Definitely
is it long?
No. It's I don't know if it was 2 hours.
Oh, now
cover the whole war one take two
yeah.
hours.
It was
oh fuck
yeah it was
perfect.
Just under because they're doing takes that long. They ain't gonna do 3 hours of that shit. I'll tell you that. It's funny because I didn't know that going in. I didn't know the runtime. And then when the first like stretch of a long take happened and it ended, I went, no way does this go past 2 hours. They're not gonna do this shit longer than that. You know what
yeah.
I mean? I was like, they're
yeah.
they're
don't
gonna
to
quit
the point.
After a few of these. But it was unbelievable. I loved it. Yeah,
cool.
It was great.
I got some movies.
Hey,
to see.
Oh yeah. What's that?
I said I got a couple movies to see. That,
yeah.
1917 and Bad Boys 2.
Hey, thank everyone. I want to say thanks to everyone for watching. I want to say real quick, if you like our show, if you like what we do, as I mentioned earlier in the show, you can always do the Patreon, patreon.com/mega64. Lots of exclusive cool stuff on there. You can sub to us on Twitch if you want. You know, if you do the Twitch Prime sub, you know, if you had Amazon Prime, they give you a free sub every month.
Sure.
They probably, it's a new month. They probably unsubbed you.
I hate that.
So click the button, sub back, get it back, and then you get all the features and bells and whistles and whatnot. We like that.
Yep.
But shop.mega64, Mm. is the best place to get all the best stuff. If you want to be cool,
trust me,
I know how to. I know how to be cool.
Yeah.
Whoa,
go.
Nice shoes.
That was code.
I thought it was a. I thought he was showing off socks.
Hacker code. Did
what
you read
the
it?
Fuck.
Oh, I stepped on it.
Don't I thought that, he was.
Did you step in shit?
Yeah, I did.
What is that?
Are those Matrix code shoes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check out the ends of the laces.
Red or blue?
Oh my god, that's the best part. Right? Come
don't
on.
Put that in your mouth.
Come on. Red or blue?
What's with the socks? Do they match the Matrix?
Godfather.
He's been
red.
Yeah.
He's been red laced.
Red laced, huh? Shit.
I'm not gonna turn my foot around. Anyway, all right. Shop.mega64.com. That's the place to go.
Are those fake shoes?
No, there is license. There is no shoe.
Did you?
not even worth asking. I think that's air you're breathing now. Shop.mega64.com. Best place to order stuff. This last Friday, we put out a new item we've never put out before. We did 64 sunglasses. They look amazing.
John's wearing them.
Stylish as hell. He's wearing them right now. They look so good.
Whoa.
And they sold out immediately. Yeah. We were not prepared for how quick they sold out.
We're not. I spent a lot of time on these, but they're like wood on the side.
Yeah.
We got the spring hinges.
Yeah.
We got polarized lenses, and it comes in a nice case, too. It's got it all, baby.
Bamboo case. Mm-hmm. You can't beat it. So they sold out immediately, and so a lot of people said they missed out. So we did put up a pre-order link. It'll be up a few more days. We'll put up the date that it'll end. We'll put that up soon. We'll figure that out. But if you missed out on that and you don't mind waiting a little bit, you can get the pre-order now. Also, when we do the podcast, we like to do a 64-hour special. That's a shirt that's available for 64 hours and then gone. I don't know how to interpret the one that we have tonight, but it's called the Frogs or Worms Whatever shirt.
That's a nice title.
Check this out.
Brian,
now,
got that?
Every year around this time,
my God.
You might see these things pop up on a certain stream. I don't know if I can explain it.
We don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what that's about.
Mucho gusto.
But if somehow that makes sense to you, you have 64 hours to get that shirt. Shop.mega64.com.
That's a good shirt.
I want that shirt.
That's like a black tie-dye looking
thing.
That's
the type of shirt I would
wear.
That's
sick. Look at that.
I mean, who even knows knows what those are?
What are they sitting on? Lily pads? It's a frog.
I literally can't tell you.
We don't know.
A log and it's a worm. I don't know.
So check that out. You got 64 hours.
How do we know?
64.com. Anyway, thank you guys for watching.
Thank you.
As always, any final words before? I know you're going to do your thing, but any other final thoughts?
Yes. My quick final thought is... I have been working. Garrett has been helping me getting all the pre-orders out for Black Friday still.
Yeah.
We just got the skate decks in, and so we've been working like crazy. We have like hundreds of them boxed up, ready to go. So we're going to get them out to you guys very soon. So thank you for your patience.
Yeah.
Skate decks are leaving.
And we are trying to get the post office to take them. They're not excited because it's a lot of boxes.
We can be live next week, but what's Kevin's situation? I mean, is it a secret what's going
on?
No,
I don't think so.
Yo, Kevin's getting married.
Kevin's getting married next week,
you guys.
Kevin!
Yeah.
Brian's heartbroken.
That's what I said.
All the single ladies are out there screaming.
Single men, too. Hey.
True.
Kevin, I asked, and he said no.
True.
But anyway, we're really happy for him. So I imagine we'll be live. But I don't know if he'll be here or not. You know, after the wedding, who knows what he's going to be doing?
He's going to be.
I'll tell you what I did. It wasn't a podcast.
Whoa!
Yep. He's going to finally have the little sex.
Is he over 21?
We'll look into his age. We'll see if it's
allowed.
We'll
find out. I'll contact the lawyer.
His bride survives that honeymoon.
We'll find out. But Johnny's been killing it. Thank you, Johnny. I'm going to just roll right over.
Just go right through it. We're going right through it.
We're just bypassing.
I don't know what you said, but Rocket put his hood on for a second, so I was fucked up. So like, I don't know what that was. We're going to keep on going.
I didn't hear what you said, but it was probably stupid.
Stupid. Anyway, thanks for watching, everybody.
That brings us to the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. This podcast was brought to you by Squarespace.com. You want to be like us? You want to do what we do? Get yourself a website. Go to squarespace.com/mega64. You'll receive 10% off your first purchase of a domain or the service at squarespace.com. Squarespace.com is like the premier one-stop shop to get your web presence online. You can set up an online store. You can set up a website. They've got all these fancy features. They've got scheduled posts. They've got complete commenting features. You can purchase your domain at squarespace.com. Everything you need to design the website, get your domain name, make your presence. You could be the next Facebook.
Whoa.
Wow.
Holy
Think about that.
Why not?
You could be the next Vine. They're gone. You have, there's a whole space there to fill.
Yeah.
Void to
a
fill.
Nobody even has Vine.com. You could have that for yourself. Go to squarespace.com/mega64. Check it out. We appreciate their sponsorship here. They get what we do. They love us. They say, you guys are the you're a favorite podcast, and we want to sponsor
they
you guys.
They use their analytic tools to check on our numbers, and they say it's great.
They're through the roof.
They're dragging drop tools and say, these guys
was
rule.
Amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go to squarespace.com/mega64. Check it out for yourself. Get a little discount on your purchase. That is our show for the night. Thank you for watching. Are we going to do an after show? Are we?
I feel
Okay, well, we'll stick around for an after show. You stick around with us, and we'll take some calls. We'll chit-chat. We're going to have a nice time.
We got to talk games. We didn't
even Oh, yeah. Well.
Sit tight.
Good night.